on that dreadful day.
Yes.
I went out to buy 3 pound of red kidney potatoes at tuppence the pound to take to my poor friend Martha Bardell. I climbed the stairs in a promiscuous manner into the back room.
There was no one in the house, Perker.
I could not believe what I heard through the wall as I said to Mrs. Mudbury, what keeps the mangle, and Mrs. Bumpkin, what clears the arches.
Gentlemen, let Mrs. Clappins repeat to you the foul words she overheard from the lips of the philanderer.
He said, Martha, my love, do you think it a much greater expense to keep 2 persons than to keep one?
My lord, I was merely announcing to Mrs. Bardell my intention of taking a servant.
If that little fat man will not be quiet, he will find he is on a charge himself. Do you wish to cross-examine this Cloppins woman, Snubbin?
No, my lord. I merely marvel at the lady's hearing, since she was seen in the back bar of the Three Feathers at the same time.
My lord, I am overcome with emotion to hear my learned friend so willfully misrepresenting the truth. Call Nathaniel Winkle.
Call Nathaniel Winkle. Call Daniel Winkle.
My poor young friend clutched the rail of the witness box and trembled like a leaf.
Winkle, did you call at Goswell Street on that dreadful day with your friends Tupman and Snodgrass?
Yes. Tupman's the short one there, and the thin one is Snodgrass.
The court is not interested in your powers of description, sir. Simply tell the jury what you saw.
Mr. Pickwick had his arm around the plaintiff's waist, and the plaintiff was sobbing.
Sobbing? I think you mean she was saying, yes, Mr. Pickwick, of course I shall be your wife. Your witness, Snubbin.
Mr. Winkle, had you any reason to suppose that Mr. Pickwick was about to be married to Mrs. Bardell?
Oh, no. Certainly not. Never. No, no. Mr. Pickwick, never. No, no.
This will make a good impression, Perker.
And had his past conduct ever led you to believe he intended matrimony at any time in the past?
Oh, no, certainly not. Never. No, no, Mr. Pickwick, never. No, no.
Thank you. Just one more thing, Mr. Winkle.
Why is Snubbin's cross-examination so brief?
I fear because the witness is a little too willing.
You have, of course, never known anything in Mr. Pickwick's behaviour towards any female at all that might be construed as in the least suspicious, have you?
Oh, no, certainly not. Never. Well, there was one trifling occasion. I mean, no, no, nothing at all.
That will be all, Mr. Winkle. Sit down. No further questions. Next witness, please.
Buzz Fuzz rose with glittering eye.
Stay, Winkle. Stay.